All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special edition of Geek Culture Congress live from Tampa Bay Comic Con 2021. I'm here with Ed from Finish Line Comics. Ed, tell me more about Finish Line and your project, Immortal Era.
Hi, I'm Ed from Finish Line. I started the publishing company when I started writing the book, Immortal Era. We're currently on our fourth issue, and the basic premise of the story is that it's 200 years in the future, and all of humanity is completely immortal. So in the year 2000, there was a mysterious event that made the entire population immortal. But with their immortality, they didn't gain any kind of special abilities or powers. They continue to age. They continue to get sick. One of my characters is a decapitated head who continues to live and just uses a flotation device to get around. So the story centers on a group of characters who live underground in an abandoned subway, which is where the people in society who are considered illegal are forced to live. And they have one person that lives with them who was born legally on the surface but abandoned into the subways anyway. And he serves as a forager, getting them the supplies they need and also seeking out relics from the past to describe exactly why people stop dying and to try to find a solution to the problem and restore the natural life cycle and save humanity by killing them.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of premise you gave us right there in your 60-second rundown there.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that. So what was the inspiration for it?
The inspiration came when I was in college. I was an English lit major, and we were reading excerpts from a lot of different English studies, and we read Jonathan Swift, Gulliver's Travels, but not the standard ones where he goes and becomes giant, becomes small. He goes to an island where everybody is completely immortal, and he thinks initially that he's found his paradise on Earth. But then he discovers the people that have lived for 200 and 300 years, and they can't move, and they're miserable. And he realizes that immortality is completely overrated. So it was around 1998 and 1999 when I read that story and kind of got the idea in my head. At the same time, there was all the Y2K hysteria going on. Wow. Everybody worried that, you know, the moment the clock struck midnight, airplanes were going to fall from the sky, and the world was just going to come to an end. So I thought, what if they were right? What if it's actually...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Worse than we could imagine, so that's why the story starts when the clock strikes midnight in the year 2000, and that's when everybody becomes immortal, and, you know, the Y2K hysteria was real in my book, and things were just different than they expected, so it's an ongoing series with the first four issues out now and more issues coming every 2 months.
Oh, that's excellent. So how can they, if they want to get an issue, how can they get a copy?
The way to go is you go to my web store at finishlinecomics.com, and I have the first three issues available now. The fourth issue will be added to the web store soon. It just came out, and I just finished fulfilling all of the Kickstarter. And that's the best way to get them will be when I launch the next Kickstarter campaign.
Nice. Okay.
Because when you do those, you also you can get the book, but you also get the cool stretch goal. So last time we got pins and magnets and stickers. So when you back the Kickstarter, you get all that fun stuff. But if you miss the Kickstarter, then it will always be put onto the web store.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much for your time, Ed. I really appreciate
All right, thank
it.
Thank you.
Before we leave, let's talk about the artists, because I like to talk about the artists. Tell me about the artists that you have working on this book.
The artist I have is Cesar Oliveira. Mm-hmm. He's from Brazil.
Oh,
and I found him on the internet just on a news group with artists that put up links to their portfolio. And I saw his style, and it really called to me because he still does it traditional pencil and paper.
Wow.
And I love to see it.
Yeah,
he scans it in.
So
I have all of the original art pages. I just didn't travel with those because I came out from Southern California. So I had to kind of be sparing in what I would bring with me. So I do have all the original art pages. Those are available through any of the Kickstarters. So when those get launched, you have a chance to get any of the pages. And if there's one that you're seeking out, find me on Finish Line Comics on Instagram, on Facebook, and I can definitely make those available for you. So he brought with me the colorist because he was working with her on another project, and she's out from Italy.
Very nice.
Viviana Spinelli. So, yeah, he brought her with me, and, yeah, I've worked with the team the whole way through, and, yeah, I love the artwork that they do. They do amazing work of bringing my words to life.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I'm excited for you and for your project. Immortal Era, ladies and gentlemen, go check it out and give them the website one more time.
www.finishlinecomics.com.
All right, thank you so much, Ed.
All right, thank you.
We'll be back with more here from Tampa Bay Comic Con coming soon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.